Blair, Sybil,
yes, man.
You all saw Sausage Party.
Did we ever?
Oh my God.
I'm still traumatized. I'm still.
And it takes a lot to shock me, but this movie, right?
Sausage Party. Craig Robinson is on the phone. What up, man?
Hey, what's happening, y'all? How's it going?
You are.
Man, they came in here yesterday talking about your movie, and they would not shut up.
I loved it. I thought it was great.
Craig,
man.
I've never seen food come to life quite like this before.
Man.
And I don't know if I ever will again, but you played Mr. Grits.
Yeah.
And they call me Mr. Grits.
And what you did to that box of saltines, you should be brought up on charges, man. You really should.
And it's ridiculous.
Yes.
It's the wildest movie I've ever been a part of.
And what was the weed budget in this movie?
they always got a nice budget for that.
I would think so.
What was your initial reaction when you saw the script?
I just laughed. I was like, okay, if everybody's in, I'm in. Because it was ridiculous, and like I said, it's the wildest thing I've ever been a part of.
I was with Sybil. I didn't like that they called you Mr. Grits. I thought Mr. Ribs would have been cool. Mr. Kool-Aid or something like that. A cooler name, but Mr. Grits was funny, though. It was really
I like Mr. Grits because first they had it as Uncle Tom Bright.
Oh, no.
Uncle Tom what?
Uncle Tom Bright.
Uncle Tom Rice.
Oh, no.
So when that character changed, I was like, okay, good. Thank God.
Now, this is not your first Seth Rogen movie. You are in the club.
Yeah. You're in the club, man.
You guys have done, you know, countless projects together. So what's it like now when you all get together? And especially when you do an animated feature, now it's different, isn't it?
Yeah, well, animation, yeah, it's different because it's just you in the booth.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, with the producers and Seth and them, and they're just cracking jokes and throwing jokes and jokes out there. But it's getting back with them, it's like, a matter of trust, you know, like, okay, we know what everybody's gonna do, so let's go have fun.
Nice. Well, y'all had a lot of fun. Oh my god.
Still
gosh.
My favorite part for you is the evil DJ, man. That role right there, man.
Oh my god.
You don't tell me what to play.
Oh, you mean DJ Request?
DJ Request.
That's still my favorite movie.
The goods.
DJ Request, don't take no request.
Okay.
You know it at all, man.
Which is so true for real DJs like me. But anyway, we'll tell you we're going to play it, but we don't play it.
So I know they're going to make a sequel because it's been doing good, and it's doing good in the box office. It's killing. Have they been talking about a sequel?
I've heard nothing yet about a sequel. We will see what happens. I don't know where they're going to go after this.
Well, Jay said, just so you get a heads up, Jay said we didn't even touch the frozen foods.
Yeah, you didn't see. Yeah, so they'll go there and they can discuss frozen foods. I know he can. I know
that's
he can, man.
How'd you even think of that? That's hysterical. He's like, I ain't no frozen food.
No, so maybe you'll need a Mr. Ribs. Call him, brother.
Sausage Party.
Oh
man,
gosh.
It is so funny. You're just shocked. You're like, wow, they went.
And
there.
Just when you think they've gone the limit, they go.
They bring
beyond.
In the talking condom. They bring the talking condom, and you.
Oh my gosh.
Don't get too much
good
play.
Job, man.
There's a certain amount of spoiler alert here because I'm telling you.
I think it's good. I think we should say, let the parents know, do not bring your children to
no,
the movie.
Please.
And
no.
We said that when we came in first thing.
No, yeah,
this
do
is
not bring
not...
your kids. And there's some old people that can't take this movie either, man.
Craig Robinson. Craig Robinson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Lesbian taco?
Yeah.
Come on.
Selma Hayek.
It's got everything, man. It's got everything.
Really?
I'm telling you.
The talking douche bottle. I mean, it's like no limit.
And it's not only a talking, it's a killer douche.
It's a killer douche bottle.
They left no stone unturned.
I'm telling you.
Man.
I'm telling you.
And even all of this, you still haven't spoiled it for me, huh?
No.
You got still because, with all you know, you can still
enjoy it.
Because
you're like, yeah, right. But then you get in there, and man,
you're right. You kind of like you feel like you're in a different dimension. Like this is just, I'm in this world by myself, and it's a good movie, man. Really good job.
Oh, thank you very much. It's got that, you know, the sensitivity of a this is the end, but it's a cartoon, so you can go way farther. Yeah. It's pretty ridiculous.
Craig, your time is just so, I mean, you know, obviously Sausage Party and you've done so many other great movies, but now watching you on Mr. Robot.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
And
oh,
I just saw you on Morris of America on iTunes.
That one's been out there, you know, for a few weeks, and now it's coming out in theaters. Selected this weekend, then the next couple of weeks they're gonna roll it out.
I like to see a brother working.
Nice.
Wow.
Nice. It's a good
congratulations,
time.
Congratulations,
man. It's a good time. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
All right, Craig Robinson. Okay, homie.
Always a pleasure. Thank you,
that's Mr. Gritz, man.
Yeah. Respect, Mr. Gritz.
Later, man.
Respect, Mr. Gritz, man.